This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. If you don't have a home, then finding and holding on to a job is a challenge compounded by lots of factors. Advocates say what the homeless most need is a chance. And that's what dozens of people who are homeless got today at a job fair in Boston designed for them. WBUR's Lynn Joliker stopped by.
So are you interested in training?
I'm interested in looking into it, yes.
South Boston native Roberta Regan never could have predicted that at the age of 51, she'd find herself signing up for job training programs and applying for positions at stores and movie theaters.
So it's for 20 weeks I'm engaged full-time in this?
Exactly. So
Regan was a registered nurse, got a master's degree, and kept moving up.
The past 19 years, I was a nurse practitioner.
Until everything came crashing down.
I had surgery, was prescribed oxycodone and became addicted to that and alcohol. I got a DUI, after which the Board of Nursing put me on probation, and then I got another DUI, so I lost my nurse practitioner license.
And she lost her driver's license and her home. She's been sober for 5.5 months, and she's living in a sober house as part of the 14-week Moving Ahead program sponsored by St. Francis House. That's one of several social service organizations that have partnered with the city to form the Boston Employment Network, which sponsored today's job fair.
This is all our job description.
Okay.
Of what the job looked like for you.
Right.
And we do everything online, so you go to walgreens.com and you go click on the link, say job.
Walgreens, Wegmans, Franklin Park Zoo, and the Ritz-Carlton are some of the 24 or so employers who were advertising jobs at the fair. It's only the second time the nonprofit homeless service organizations and the city have sponsored such an event. The first was in October. They say the coordinated effort helps them approach employers.
And say, can you help our population?
Zach Smola of Project Place in the South End says the biggest barrier to employment for people who don't have a home is usually the story, the stereotype of the homeless population.
A lot of times I think there's an assumption that if someone is homeless, it's because they don't want employment or they're not willing to work. And I have seen consistently that that is rarely the case. I see people who are very hungry for jobs, who are very skilled.
And there are logistical challenges, like lacking reliable transportation or nice clothing for interviews. The service providers in the Boston Employment Network help people with those, as well as job training and resume writing.
The transition is like I was overwhelmed.
Anthony Soares says he is proof the programs work. He recently finished a 10-year federal prison term.
I robbed a bank with a note. I used to hang with the wrong crowd. I used to get drunk. I used to drink.
Since his release in August and mandated time in a halfway house, Soares has been living in transitional housing through Haley House in Roxbury. He's been working as a baker at the organization's cafe, and now he's landed a full-time job. He starts as a chocolate maker at Taza Chocolates in Somerville on Monday.
I help out the homeless shelter, I help feed the homeless, and I work my butt off to stay out of trouble. And you have to, because jail is not what's happening. And I tell a lot of the young guys the same thing, like, find a job. There's jobs available.
Former nurse practitioner Roberta Regan is a little nervous.
I don't have any other skills.
Except she's published articles, has taught classes, and has computer skills. Resume in hand, she hopes this is one of many steps toward leaving the sober house behind and starting over again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.